One of these students is Chris Whitmer. He's a 10th grade IB student at Rickards High School. He also taught himself how to do the kind of computer-assisted design work done by the world's top manufacturers.
The driving factor was just being motivated to learn a new skill. I really put my mind to it and said, I'm going to do this summer, and I did it.
On Saturday, Whitmer and dozens of other incredibly smart teens and their parents gathered at the high-tech Making Awesome workshop behind Tallahassee Community College. Along with the kids and parents were a number of home-built robots. Brenna Wansley, a senior at Sale, was showing off one of them.
It was a basketball shooting robot, and so it had to take basketballs and shoot them out. And the cool thing about this one is we had a custom flywheel made with tentacles because we're the Octo Pirates, you know. It's a symbol how we juggle all the different aspects of doing a robotics team.
The Octo Pirates robotics team got its start at Sale High School in 2010. It promptly won a bunch of awards. A year ago, students from Rickards and Florida High joined the fold. But the real reason for Saturday's gathering was to gear up for a big national robotics contest. They eagerly watched the webcast setting forth the challenge.
Welcome to the 2014 First Robotics Competition. And this year's game, Aerial Assist.
Woo-hoo! Leon County's Octopirates will be competing with nearly 3,000 other teams across the country. The local kids aren't completely on their own, of course. They're getting help from a number of sponsors, such as NASA, the Mag Lab, and Motorola. That's resulted in a $17,000 budget for this year's project. Then there are the mentors, such as Brandon Reese, whose specialties are in the fields of aerospace and mechanical engineering.
I'm completely fascinated by this kind of stuff. Hope to bring some enthusiasm. Already getting to know some of the students. Really excited that we have so many bright students. And I'm just excited to see what kind of ideas come out in this first week. I think the first week is critical.
Especially because the initial design work will set the direction for the whole team. Reese is confident the Octopirates have the technical tentacles it'll take to seize a win.
I do think we have a shot. We have to not worry too much about comparison, worry a lot about where we come from, where we're going. And I think last year was pretty impressive from what I saw, the demonstrations. I think we can do a lot better this year.
The team will have to work fast. The regional competition takes place in mid-March. The national shootout happens towards the end of April. But win or lose, Octopirate Brenna Wansley thinks the learning experience is the real prize.
We learn programming, we learn like money management skills, we learn public speaking, we do essay writing. Like, this is something that will affect the rest of your life.
And Chris Whitmer's dream is to put every technical tool he can master into the service of humankind.
There's just an unlimited number of possible ways you can go with it. So I want to find the best way that that we can help everybody in the world.
Meanwhile, Leon County's Octopirates and their grown-up helpers will be burning a lot of midnight oil in the Making Awesome workshop over the next month and a half. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.